Hello and welcome to our program. Today we'll be in Proverbs chapter 8. Have your Bible ready if you possibly can. Previous broadcast, we've seen that the purpose for the book of Proverbs is found in the second verse. It says that it's written to know wisdom, to know wisdom. The plan for wisdom is found in verse number 5, that we would hear, that we would increase in learning and attain wise counsels. To obtain wisdom, we said we need to recognize the truth, receive the truth, and then retain the truth. Keep on going. Wisdom's request, we found in chapter 1 and verse number 23, turn at my reproof. It's a request, it's not an order we can accept or reject, but we've seen that in verses 24 and 25 we have wisdom's refusal. They refuse to follow. The result of that is found in verses 26 through 32. We looked at three words, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. The word knowledge is found 42 times in the book of Proverbs and has to do with information. It's what we know. Understanding is the other word. It's found 54 times in the book of Proverbs. And it has to do with illumination, how to do what we know. And then the third word is wisdom, also found 54 times in the book of Proverbs. That has to do with application, taking the information, learning how to do what we need to do, and wisdom is going ahead and doing it. Today we're going to look in chapter 8. We'll see that wisdom is for everyone, everywhere. We'll look at what wisdom offers and the value of wisdom.
Is there truth?
If you read down through Proverbs chapter 8, you'll see that wisdom is for everyone and wisdom is available everywhere. We find that it's for men in verse number 4, for the sons of men, verse number 4. Verse 5 says for the simple and for the fools. It says down in verse 15, it's for kings and princes. In verse 16, it says for nobles and for judges. It is for everyone. And then it's everywhere. We read in verse number 2, she standeth at the top of the high places, by the way, on the pathway, it says. Verse 3, at the gates, the entering of the city, at the coming in at the doors, just available everywhere. You want to find wisdom, you can find it anywhere. She's available. Then we also see what she offers. It says in verse 6, excellent things, right things. In verse 7, truth. Verse 8, righteousness, and nothing forward or perverse. And everything she has to offer is plain. It says they are all plain in verse number 9. And then the value of wisdom, better than choice gold, it says in verse 10, better than rubies in verse 11. All things that may be desired are not to be compared with wisdom. Verse 12 says you can find out knowledge, you can get understanding. Verse 14, we can get strength. Down in verse 18, it says riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. Again, verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and better than choice silver. And it says in verse number 21, wisdom says, I will fill their treasures. Well, you'd think anybody in the right mind would want to have wisdom. Well, in our study, we've been trying to figure out how to understand what wisdom is all about and how to obtain it. And as you go down through Proverbs chapter 8, if you look in verse number 1, you'll see the word understanding. In verse number 5, O ye simple, understand wisdom. Then again in verse number 5, you have the word understanding. Now in verse number 9, we have the word understandeth. And again in verse number 14, wisdom says, I am understanding. We go into chapter 9 and we see in verse number 4, who is simple, let him turn in hither, for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. She's there to give understanding. In verse number 6, it says, go in the way of understanding. And then down in verse number 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So we need to understand. Can we understand this subject? Well, Jesus said we could. In Matthew 15 and verse number 10, he says, hear and understand. 15 and 16, he said, are ye also yet without understanding? Verse number 17, do you not yet understand? In Matthew 16 and 9, he says, do you not yet understand? Matthew 16 and 11, how is it that ye do not understand? Matthew 24, 15, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then in Mark 7 and 14, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Mark 7 and 18, are ye so without understanding also? Mark 8 and 17, perceive ye not yet, neither understand? In Mark 13 and 23, he says, how is it that ye do not understand? Obviously, when he mentions this word that many times, Jesus is saying there's no reason for us not to understand. What did Paul the Apostle say about understanding? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 20, he said, brethren, be not children in understanding be ye men. Ephesians 5 and 1, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Colossians 1, 9 says that God desires that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In 2 Timothy 2, 7, Paul said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Back in Exodus 36 and 1, talks about understanding to know how to work. In 1 Chronicles 12, 32, men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. 1 Chronicles 22, 12 says, only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord. Psalm 119 and verse 34, the psalmist prayed, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Psalm 119:73, he said, give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Psalm 119, verse 73, I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Well, we could look at a lot more, but I think that's enough verses to tell us that God wants us to understand. In the book of Proverbs, the word understand is there 10 times, and the word understanding is there 54 times. In Proverbs, we have the word wisdom and understand together in 2 verses, and we have wisdom and understanding together in 24 verses. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Proverbs 4 and 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That word get has been translated by 64 times. By wisdom. It's the same word as translated by in Proverbs 23, verse 23, but it says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. It's something we need to purchase, or something we need to buy. Buy the truth and sell it not. Now, obviously, if we're going to buy something, we are obtaining something in exchange for a payment. That's what the word buy means. Well, if we're going to buy the truth, what is it going to cost us? Well, it might cost you more than you want to pay. Paul said, if I become your enemy because I tell you the truth, truth can be very expensive, especially in this age of apostasy that we are living in today. Well, be sure and tune in to our next program. We'll look at this a little further.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble? And you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. Just before the dawning, silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. He is able to deliver. Faith can victor be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God. cannot fail. Those storms of life, your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you.